Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. This is where Jazeel likes to find a poll, then just test it against our audience, really.
Like, is it true? Are these stats really credible?
I want to check the validity.
The fertility of these stats.
The validity of these statistics.
Yes. And you can have your say. You can weigh in. 0429 985 985. Today, it's all about, have you fallen for a scam?
Now, is that a bit serious?
It's a bit serious. Interesting.
Do I need to put on my serious voice?
Your mum voice?
Yep.
Yes, you do, actually. I think switch.
Okay.
And welcome, Mum Beck.
Now, if you have fallen for a scam, we're not judging you.
No.
It's okay. These things happen.
Okay, and back to normal, Beck.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Yeah,
it's
not like
fun
it.
At all. I
no,
don't like it.
I feel sorry for your kids.
It's a bit too serious. Well, they were in here yesterday.
Yes, for a little bit.
Yeah.
It was quite the party in here for about 10 minutes. Hey, right now, I'd love for you to text through 0429 985 985.
Now, look, what kind of scam are you talking about?
This is every scam in general.
Okay.
So if you have lost money at some point in your life.
Money all time?
Money or time? I guess you could say time in some aspects. What's an example of time?
Like dating, I guess. Online dating.
Yeah, I guess.
Like you've been catfished by someone.
And then you had to go there. But isn't always the reason about being catfished is you go there and eventually they want something off you?
Sometimes. Not
sometimes
always.
Sometimes it's just.
Just. Yeah, gotcha.
I'm your date. All right, if you have been scammed, big, small, no matter what, let us know. Just simply text yes or no to 0429 985 985. So I've got a lot of stats around this one, which I can't wait to share with you. And they're really, really, really recent.
Yeah, and there's quite a few people do get scammed. So don't
feel bad at all.
Don't be embarrassed.
No.
Because they are highly sophisticated these days.
You don't have to share any details whatsoever. Just simply say yes or no. And if you want to share details, hey, by all means, let us know.
All right.
But before they get texting,
yeah,
I will say you were in the second highest age gap.
Age
for
group?
The people, age group, sorry.
Yeah.
For being, I guess, succumbed to a scam.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Most people are in, oh, I'm the second
you're
highest.
You're the second highest. So 35 to 44-year-olds.
The second most likely group of people to get scammed.
That's correct.
That's interesting.
This is just, I'm not going to give you too much information.
Okay, yeah.
But I'll run you through it all coming up very shortly. But right now, get texting 0429 985 985.
Have you fallen for
a scam? Right now, every single one is yes.
Yes, but I'm pretty sure 100% of people have not fallen for a scam.
Yeah, not quite. So get texting 0429 985 985. Yes or no, we need both sides. Have you fallen for a scam? Now, I went around the office earlier and just went around and asked people that exact question.
Yep.
And we were talking about it as well. And it's funny, Mike from Mornings, he said, nah, not really. But then,
well, it's not really.
I think it's a no. But anyway, okay. The point is, we were walking out because he was saying goodbye. So we were walking down the corridor. And as we were talking about it, he got a call from someone trying to scam him.
Oh.
And I was like, what are the
They're
chances?
They're so sophisticated these days.
And it happens so often. You've got to be on your guard. You've got to make sure. Go, hang on. This seems a bit fishy.
I don't believe anyone who calls me. I'm serious. I'd never leave anyone.
I'm going to try that. I'm going to call you next time.
If it's from an unknown number and
you're like, nah.
And anything about, I had one. Have you been in a recent car accident?
Oh,
no, we've got details here about your recent car accident. I was like, what? And I had been in one.
Ooh.
And then they started talking to me. I was like, I'm sorry. No, this is, who are you? And then they hung up. I was like,
oh, no, they're on to us.
As soon as you say scam, though, they usually hang up.
Because they freak out.
Yeah, if you're like, is this a scam? Then they hang up.
Oh, okay.
So try that one, maybe.
Words of advice from Beck.
No, don't listen to me.
It's like a normal person from.
Are you a scam? Beep, beep.
Now, I'm not going to give you all the stats yet, but I will say, okay, on average, for those that have been scammed, do you want to know how much people on average
lose?
Are scammed? Yeah.
$2,000?
Well, no, actually. It's only $962
only?
On average. Yeah, well, I mean, that's a lot. That's
any,
so
any
much.
Money is no, isn't too much money.
That's exactly right. But on average, $962.
Here's the problem. There's a flaw in our statistics today.
Yes, it's not always perfect. And
no.
Today we found that out.
Because we're getting people just, we kind of ask for more yeses.
Yeah, at the start.
At the start. So it's kind of thrown our survey results off.
Look, we'll give it to them anyway.
Okay.
The people want to know.
People do want to know.
Okay, so have you fallen for a scam? What are the results that we have?
Well, according to our survey,
which again are a little bit off,
60% of our audience have fallen for a scam.
That is some hard truth.
Yeah.
But again, it could be completely off because we were only asking for one specific. Yeah. Okay, so nationally, 29% of people will be scammed.
That's still quite high.
Yeah, so almost one third.
Do you think that's a good success rate if you are the scammers?
I would say that's great. 26%.
Yeah, success rate.
I think that's a great success. Like, that's no wonder they keep trying.
Yeah.
And when you hear this, okay, so this is the stats for the whole of Australia for only the month of October.
Okay.
Okay. So 27,000 people got scammed that month.
Oh, wow.
Yep. In total, they lost $26 million.
In 1 month?
In 1 month.
Wow.
And this isn't like it's a big month. I looked back. I went previous years. Now, if we go back like 3 years, the average seemed to be around $13 million. So it has gone up since 2018, I was looking at.
Oh, wow. I would have thought it would have gone down. I thought people had gotten more savvy.
Well, I guess there's maybe more people trying it now if they know there's money in it.
Yeah, and their ways are...
Sneaky.
Yeah, sneakier.
Yeah, well, I can tell you the top one, investment scams. That's predominantly where the majority of it comes from.
So as an investment scam, people are going, hey, you give me this money, I'm going to turn it into this much money.
I guess so.
All right.
Yeah, then I'm going to go down from the top. So investment scams, then it's dating and romance was the second one.
Ah, yep.
Then remote access scams. Hey, look, I can't get in. I'm from a certain...
Oh, can you give me your password?
Yeah, yeah, all that's identity theft, online shopping, classified scams, false billing, job and employment scams, and then ransom.
So, ransomware.
Yeah. So basically, it just goes down.
Yeah. Then, see, this is the I'd be concerned I would get this shopping scam.
Doing too much shopping, are you, Beth?
Too much online shopping.
So be careful. I've also got some stats, okay? Phone. When they call you up, that's where predominantly... the most of the scams come from.
Gotcha.
The second one is the internet, then social networking, and then email, and then blah, 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 blah. There's a few more. The average age, which I mentioned earlier. So the top one is over 65s.
Okay.
And then it's very close between 25 and 34 and 35 and 44. But it does drop down. Interesting. The 45 to 54-year-olds, that actually drops quite low. Compared to the rest, which is interesting.
More savvy.
And
more savvy,
lastly, because we're all about WA here.
Yeah, we are.
How did WA do when it comes to getting scammed?
Oh, no.
We actually did really well.
Oh, did we?
Yep. So if you keep in mind.
Good job, everybody.
That $26 million got lost last month alone from WA, only $2.5
million. Oh, nice work, everybody.
If you're from New South Wales, you need to do something different.
Stop answering your phone.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.